Shelter Animal SOS will be on RT1 and RT Player this coming Friday, the 8th of May. And we're going to be talking to two people who feature in this documentary series.
Snail beds are very swollen.
The shelter's dedicated team of staff and volunteers are on call for every animal in need.
Oh, yes.
Looking a bit better, isn't he?
He's looking much better, yeah.
She's so good.
We're going behind the scenes to explore the lives of the animals and the people who rescue them here at the shelter Animal SOS.
Oh, it looks amazing now. It's a fly-on-the-wall six-part series that documents the incredible work of Ireland's largest animal charity, the NSPCA. And I have Fiona, who is the Kildare Senior Animal Welfare Inspector, on the phone line. And Fiona, you cover Carlo, is that right? Carlo Wicklow, some of Kildare and some of Laois.
Hi, Alison. Yes, I do. And thank you for having us on today.
Not at all.
I cover, yes, all of Carlo, half of Kildare, half of Wicklow and some of Laois. Our remits are very big. Going forward, I do believe there's plans to employ more inspectors.
Yeah.
Just got to cover what we need to get done.
And we also have Chloe Foley, who's on the phone line as well, a vet, one of the new vets that features in the shelter. Chloe, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you? Thanks.
Excellent.
For having us on.
Not at all. Fiona, you grew up in an animal-loving household, so maybe was it a surprise to people that knew that you ended up in this field?
No, not at all. All my school friends, college friends, friends throughout the years kind of were not a bit surprised that I did get this route. I was more surprised that I found something in animal welfare because
right.
I'd been working in a very business area in America for years. Came home 2016 and said, that's it.
Yeah.
I want to follow now my dreams.
Oh,
and
lovely.
Then the job popped up and I got it. So living the dream working this job, I am, and I know that.
And I know you said in a sentiment that I'm sure a lot of people echo, is that every animal deserves a pain-free, loving environment, and the work that you do is incredible. Yeah. And Chloe, you're only 26 and you are already a qualified vet. And how did you decide to start on this path?
I think I kind of have a fairly stereotypical entrance into it. I kind of have diaries from when I'm 5 and 6 and I either wanted to be a vet or a superstar at that point. Safe to say I didn't make it as a superstar. In school then and things, I loved science and always had animals growing up. So I think it was kind of a natural progression.
Chloe, I also wanted to be a vet when I was younger, probably for about 9 or 10 years. And then I realized that my math is horrible and that would be to the detriment of anybody in the area. So
the
work that you do, Chloe, like it's not easy. And, you know, there's some of the facts are over 2,000 surgeries and procedures carried out, 120,000 phone calls from the public and 10,000 emergency calls as well. So you've seen a lot. You've seen it all.
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge caseload in the NSPCA and such a wide variety. You kind of come into work in the morning with some scheduled procedures, but by the end of the day, the list is almost doubled and you just don't really know what's going to come through the door next.
And you're working with all animals?
Yeah, everything from fish, rabbits, geckos, to horses, dogs, cats.
Incredible.
Everything is covered.
And Fiona, I suppose, like to be a little bit serious, I'm sure that you have days when you get home and go, I can't believe that, you know, this happened. And thank God that you guys exist as an animal charity with a team full-time vets.
Oh, we're so lucky in that way. Yes, the job can be very emotionally draining and you find you have to pick yourself up. And we just get the dogs or the cats or the goats or the pigs or whatever it may be, exotics, out. And then it's down to the wonderful Chloe and her team to get them right. And then we have an amazing animal welfare team that will bring them through the rehabilitation and then the rehoming.
Yeah.
Because every animal deserves that loving environment to live and grow old in. So I'm just one little step. I get them out and then the rest work their magic. And the great thing about this show is the public get to see now
yeah.
what happens, what goes on from taking the animals, some instances of dropping them per se, but at least they can follow this journey and it makes it so much more personal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And people can donate on nspca.ie. And actually, I had a real sliding door moments with you guys earlier, or late last year. I just was about to foster some dogs when my current dog, Mabel, came into my life and I went and we got her. But I literally was just about to do that. So I'd like to do that again once Mabel settles, which hopefully is soon. Thank you guys so much for that. The animals, Animal SOS, the shelter, and it's on this coming Friday, the 8th of May, 8 p.m. Thank you both, Fiona and Chloe, thank for your time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Bye. Bye. And it's also on RT1 RT Player if you want to check that out.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today.